for September 6, 2016 will come to order. Please turn off or silence electronic devices. And we'd like to ask the scouts to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes. Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Richard.
Here.
Councilmember
Here.
Councilmember Kessler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Norman.
Here. The minutes of the August 8th meeting are in your package. If you have any corrections, let us know, or it'll be on the agenda for next time. Committee reports. The report I have is on the sewer bypass project. It has started. It didn't start out exactly like it should have, but it's apparently going okay now. We've made some inspections. They're not blocking any ditches and they're cutting everything down. Roy, is there anything you want to add, or they're just working along? So
no,
should be
up. It's late this afternoon. I got to start out the station. I emailed it to you already.
Yeah, it's okay.
The asphalt overlay project is scheduled to bid September 21st.
Right. I got an email from Oscar Denham, and he said his son's been watching it, and he's fine with what's going on, so must be doing something right. All right. Next is Planning and Zoning Committee. First item to discuss Ordinance 9, Chapter 19, which is basically the zoning map, which we've had to do over and over. I mean, have a lot of iterations to get to this point, so. Unless anybody has any discussion, we'll just put it on the agenda for next time. B is discuss Ordinance 10, rezoning requests from R1 to C1 for 653 East Main Street for James Sorrells and Laverne Sorrells. They had previously rezoned it the other way around. Now they want to go back to commercial. It went before the Planning Commission and it was favorably approved. So with that, is there any discussion? Everybody know what we're talking about? It's that little green or whatever color, the little building right across from where Daniel's Pharmacy was. And they want to do an adult daycare or a...
She didn't say the name. The lady came, Liz Jackson, that operates the present place of Old Seafood House, and she explained that she'd like to
physically challenge adults. Yeah, that's what it is.
She'd like to have that to expand the service, because that's one of the only places on the side of the river.
From her presentation, it sounded like she's got a pretty impressive operation.
Good. Any further discussion? That's final plat showing the re-subdivision of the JSL property into lots JH1 and JH2 located in Brule for Mr. Ivy Thibodeau Jr. That also went before the Planning Commission and also was approved out favorably. It's basically just cutting it in half. Now, I did notice on the sketch that some changes that need to be made. Those will be done by next week. They've already been made? Okay. So, any discussion on that? Any comments? Okay. Next item two, discuss the variance for Tyler J. Sprouse, Orleans Quarters, to build a fence. That's standard, worded out favorably. It's nothing exotic about that. He just wants to put a fence. He's got culverts in the ground, so we've typically been okay with that. Any discussion? Mr. Sprouse is not here. Any discussion on that? All right. Next is Finance Committee to review the August bills. Are there any questions or comments on the bills? Anybody? Looked okay to me. Pretty simple. Maintenance bills are pretty low because we try not to get a new guy here. All right. discuss application for beer and liquor permit for Pin High Cyber Golf. They've applied with us. They have all the proper stuff from the state, so that'll also be on the agenda. In the place where they used to give the Twix cards out. That would be the location. I don't know Raymond J. Gascon III. I'm sure you know that issue.
Yes, Mr.
Item three, discuss the purchase of police software.
Oh, yes, sir. I just kind of followed up. We was looking at that PMI evidence tracker. Something to kind of streamline our evidence management and all of the police department. It's going to cost about $7,000 the first year and $650 a year after that to maintain the software and the upgrades and things like that. Mendon Police Department, Scott Police Department, and Lafayette City Marshal's Office, and all three of those really, really loved it. Said it's doing them an outstanding job. One of those there, they was using a more expensive version that had cost them $30,000 or $40,000. They went to this one. They said it's doing them great. So.
Electronic stuff gets.
But that'll help us. We can kind of try to clear up our backlog. We have a 10, 15 year backlog of evidence that's been sitting back there. A lot of it, the file numbers and everything came off of it, and it's a complete mess. So we're trying to avoid this from the future, trying to upgrade this a little bit.
So you want this on the agenda next time?
Yeah, we put it on the agenda. We have to get a budget adjustment. We didn't budget for it in this year. So.
Thanks.
Any questions or comments? Anyone? All right. Discuss sales tax distribution resolution. A long time ago, I told y'all we have a one half cent of our sales tax is supposed to be updated every year as far as the population from year to year. The other half, one and a half, is set by the census. The way the ordinance read was that the council will take action to change it. But what has happened is the parish council. What has happened is the parish council has done nothing this year, and they dragged their feet, and you know somebody has to bring it up and all that stuff. And we had met several times. We met with the state. We met with a lot of different people. Well, what's the best way to come up with an estimated population? And after all that discussion, Philip put together this little paragraph thing that's in there, and we met and we all came to a meeting on our minds that this is the way we're going to do it. And what it is you take the census every 10 years and you add to it the number of building permits times 2.5. We're just going to say that it's 2.5 people per household. And if you have a multifamily dwelling, it's going to be assumed that it's 80% full, and use that as the number each year. The resolution that we're going to get is going to mandate that it's done every year on January 1st. The parish council don't have to do anything. So that Philip, every year, he'll get all that information together from us and from everybody else, and he'll do the numbers and he'll implement it right then. It'll reset itself every census anyway, whether it's right or wrong. Now, the second page of this thing gives you an idea that if we did it now, what the difference would be. And you look at Brule, and we would get 0.09% less. So, in other words, we're coming out even. What that means is that we're growing just as fast as the rest of the parish. The ones who get the who have a problem, or the parish and Port Allen, they go down, and Addis, of course, went up because they're growing the fastest. So I think it's a fair way to do it. When the resolution itself comes forward, I'll get it to you. If it comes between now and next Monday, I'll get it to you, and you can decide whether you want to vote on it or not. But it's pretty simple, and I think it's a good idea that we get out of it. Anytime you have to have the parish council vote on some kind of a tax thing, it causes a lot of pressure. If you take it out of a vote and you say, we're going to just do it automatically every year, can't go wrong.
Yeah.
So, any questions or comments? It's not going to make a lot of difference one way or the other, but it's just, it'll just be a more professional way to do it. All right, Personnel Committee, I talked to Scott, and he may have a recommendation by next time, but I'm sure he's been talking to y'all about it, so I'll leave that up to him. Recreation Committee, I'm not aware of anything. Police Committee, discuss hiring a full-time police officer. Chief?
All right, next week, if we could add on the agenda, we have David Johnson. David worked here from 2010 to 2013 part-time. He's been in law enforcement since 2006 in Arkansas. He came to Louisiana in 2009, came to another police academy. He's currently a school resource officer in St. Gabriel at the alternative school. So. And he has a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. He's a real fine fella. Bring a lot of experience to the department. Real nice guy. We could hire him at $1,750. Put that on. Talk about it next week some more.
Post-certified and everything.
Post-certified. Passes matrix, his drug screen.
Now, this increases the staffing level by one.
Not yet.
Not yet?
Nah, this is to replace Jeremy Thompson.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. My bad. Okay, good. Any questions or comments? Anybody?
He'll be here next week and talk with everybody. Real nice guy.
Yeah, another trained school resource officer.
Another trained resource officer. That's it. We have a Shelly or Jason take ill or anything like that, we can have him go fill in. And he's over there, he's dealt with a very wide variety of different students.
Will he snitch on the kids that came from there into the blue?
He might.
That'd be good.
He won't give that up.
All right. Anybody, any questions or comments? All right, Government Affairs, I'm not aware of anything. So you can get ready, Debbie. Other matters, I'm not aware of anything. And the Mayor's report, due to technical difficulties, we were not able to show this tape last time. We have technical difficulties have been corrected. Correct, Debbie? We'll find out. Anyway, the background of this is I went to a convocation for the opening of school, and they showed this video, and I thought it was pretty neat. The point of it, it'll be obvious from the video. So, you know, this is what all the teachers and this superintendent put together. This is what all the teachers and everybody in the audience got to see. So,
morning. This is Margaret Bunting reporting live from Cotton Elementary School
light.
Here with
Taylor.
We're in a
5th grade classroom.
Oh, yeah. And so, we wanted to tell Dalen how special he is to Cotton Elementary School. He has helped teachers across the campus. He's a fantastic student. He always does his homework, and he never gives up.
Thank you for making awesome happen this year and being such a wonderful student. I can truly see how much you've grown throughout this school year, and you really make me love my job and come to school every day and makes me happy. So I just want to say thank you and how much I appreciate you.
You're so smart. You know that? Love you.
You make me feel special every day with your big smile.
I just wanted to thank you for being awesome.
Inspiration to you, but you're actually an inspiration to me.
You are a light. Let your light shine all the time. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Cameron, you are important. You are loved, and you are capable of anything you put your mind to. I believe in you.
You've been a great thing. I'm just proud of you. I love you very much. Have a laugh.
Taylor asked us to pick a student that made us happy and excited to come to work.
Exciting.
To come to work. And guess who I chose?
Was it?
Guess who I chose? I chose you.
Me?
I did. You know why I chose you? I chose you because you're always excited,
always excited
for school.
For school.
You
ever hear why I should come talk to me? Why?
Because you love me.
I do love you. Do you know why I love you so much?
Because I'm a good lad.
You are a great line leader. You know, I asked you to come over here because I wanted to tell you that I love you so much because you make my job so much fun, and you're one of the big reasons why I love teaching. Did you know that?
Yes. Do you know why I called you out here?
No.
Because I wanted to tell you how much I loved you. You have meant so much to me with that silly smile, and you always have the best attitude, and you ask the best questions, and I can always count on you to do the right thing. And you have made this year so important to me. I love you.
His big sister and his bus driver because he jumps in my car every day. I love you. I adore you. And I'll always be there for you. I love you.
There's great power in saying a positive word to a student or coworker. There's great power in approaching each day and situation positively. Speak positive about the future and what certain outcomes will be. Here is a task for every faculty member to complete. We all have at least one student that we have a special bond with. This is the student that we look forward to seeing each day. Our relationship with this student is special and unique. This student means just as much to us as we mean to them. Our relationship with this student extends beyond school. Who is your special student?
That you have changed my life in a positive way.
That's why I choose to be a teacher, so I'm going to be like all my teachers.
Make it. Make it awesome happen.
Boom, 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 boom.
In case you don't know, Making Awesome Happen is the slogan of Wes Watts is put in for West Baton Rouge Parish School. Mr. Bob, you can get the lights now. Unless you want to. I won't go there.
Good job, Mr. Bob.
Remarks of personal privilege. Anyone?
We had our landmark ceremony on August 4th. I want to thank Debbie, Patricia, Jamie. And I also want to say that Curtis Dupuy died. Mr. Curtis served as town clerk for the town of Brulee from December 11, 1972
to
June 18th.
Good.
Who's doing the drainage work at the levee in the main street? Some ditches being dug.
It's got to be the parish. We're not doing it. I know that. It's probably the end of that project. So much sand filling the ditch. Basically, there's no ditch at all now. I didn't see that.
He's trying to get the dirt off the concrete.
Right. So, yeah.
Follow the parish and tell them that.
Yeah, they got to probably. All right. We'll take care of it. I'm checking with Jay Grimes.
I've told the parish
that they've done it. You did?
Yeah, I've told the parish they need to do that, but it hasn't done it yet. So.
Whatever.
Every once they fix the drainage and they get that right, they'll be able to stay clean.
Yeah, that's right.
And so for the official record, what's the name of this group?
Yeah, I want to thank them for coming.
What's y'all official?
Y'all enjoyed this? Yeah, it's interesting. Den 2 of Pack 39. All right.
Thank you all for coming.
Thank you for coming. Hope you enjoyed it. It wasn't too long. That's good. Anybody else? Remarks of personal privilege? All right. Hearing none. Bid opening for the street overlay project will be September 21st at 10 o'clock, as Roy said. And Landmark and Heritage meeting will be October 17th at 6:30 p.m. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Move Mr. Niesler, second on Mr. Andre. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed nay. The ayes have it.
6:50.